morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Patty Doikis. I'm director of the Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation. I'll be moderating this session. The session is called the Together on Diabetes Effort to Empower African-American Women to Control Their Diabetes. And I'm going to give you a little bit of overview of the program that these projects, that supported these projects, and then I'm going to have our panelists tell you about the evaluation for each of those, and then Jerry Schultz is going to talk about a cross-site evaluation. So our presenters today, I'll just let you know who they are now, is first Jenna Hunter, who is from the University of Kansas and the Work Group on Community Health and Development. She's the Evaluation Project Director. Next to her is Valerie Rochester, who is Head of Program and Training at the Black Women's Health Imperative in Washington, D.C. And then Itar Hazabala, who is a double degree student, a doctoral student in applied behavioral science and an MPH as well at the University of Kansas. And then Jerry Schultz, who's co-director of the Work Group on Community Health and Development. So our foundation, our mission is to promote health equity and to improve the health outcomes of disproportionately affected populations. We are a global foundation, so we have programs in a number of areas in the U.S. We have programs for type 2 diabetes, this one I'll be talking about today, mental health and well-being for veterans and their families, Bridging Cancer Care, which is a new initiative focused on lung cancer in the tobacco belt, and we'll be starting a new initiative next year on access to specialty care, particularly for Medicaid patients. And then outside the U.S., we have a cancer program in Central and Eastern Europe focused on cancer nursing to expand the role of oncology nurses into public health, actually. And then in Sub-Saharan Africa, we have a long-standing program called Secure the Future, which we started in 1999, and that has now gained an overlay of a focus on women's cancer, in particular cervical cancer. And then Asia, we focus on hepatitis B and C there, primarily in China and India. What is common across all of those programs is this approach to health equity. We focus all of our work at the community level, and we try to do two things. One is healthcare worker training, and we see the healthcare worker as anyone from a layperson, the patient themselves, to their clinician, to anyone who's putting policy together that affects community health. And then we work very hard on community mobilization and supportive services. So what are the things outside the clinic that the patient needs in order to effectively manage their disease, work in partnership with their clinicians, and really have the health gains? We look to foster innovation, and you'll see from these projects they were taking innovative approaches towards management of type 2 diabetes for African American women. We evaluate them, you'll hear about that today. We advocate, like today, we're here sharing and advocating, sharing lessons. You're all, I'm sure, aware of type 2 diabetes as a major public health initiative for the country. We're headed towards essentially half the population living with type 2 by 2050. 86 million are pre-diabetic. The costs are extraordinary, but really the most important thing is the impact on people's lives, their individual lives, with their family, their communities, and so on. So Together on Diabetes was launched in 2010. It is a $58 million philanthropic initiative at this point, with $53 million in grants in the U.S. And what we really focused on in this effort is strengthening and expanding patient self-management education, as well as care navigation, and community supportive services integrated with clinical services, and broadly mobilizing communities to fight diabetes. So we see from breast cancer that all kinds of community organizations, whether they are health-specific organizations, whether they are workplaces, whether they are libraries, whether they are a women's organization in the community, whether they are a baseball team. My son's lacrosse team wore ribbons during their whole lacrosse season because of a survivor in our community. So how do we bring that kind of broad-based mobilization to type 2 diabetes so we get that saturation and people are constantly being hit with support to prevent and manage their diabetes? And in all of this, seeing that given the scale of the disease, we really haven't seen this before in human history. So it's very much challenging public health to look at the tools it has developed for addressing chronic disease and seeing if there are new kinds of tools, new kinds of collaborations that need to be pursued. So that's part of the opportunity we want to provide in this initiative. This is where we are across the U.S. We have implementation grantees and working in over 60 communities. And we also have support program support grantees as well. And this is the CDC prevalence map. And if we went down to the county level, they'd all have bright red counties behind them. These are our grantees, implementation grantees on the top. And you see the red ones are from the African American Women Initiative. And then we have support on our grantees Learning Together, Evaluation, Policy, and Advocacy from Harvard Law School and then Morehouse School of Medicine is our dissemination partner and scaling partner. So our first RFP in this program was focused on African American women, and the reasons I'm sure you are familiar with, but just starting with prevalence, 9% of African American women are diagnosed with diabetes as opposed to 5.4% for white women in terms of now getting into the complications, visual impairment, disparities there. The rate of hospital stays almost double per 100,000. And also the adjusted death rate, more than that, per 100,000. So the purpose of the request for proposal, and this was an open national RFP, was to provide support for projects to develop and validate innovative models for education and management for African American women. But also this other piece of really looking at the power that African American women have in their families and in their communities to really drive health and to model the behaviors to share the information as well. So that was a very important part of the program as well. So at this point, I'll turn the floor over to Jenna.